It's 11 o'clock.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Smart Marketing for Small Business. The show is designed to help you work smarter and help you outthink your competition, outflank your competition, outmaneuver your competition, but without outspending your competition. My name is Leslie Wolf. I am the CEO of the Smart Marketing Group in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and the host of your show. And what this show is designed is to get you to open your mind, to think more creatively, but also practice fundamentals. Fundamentals don't change. They are the basics, they're the roots, they're the foundation that makes a business successful. And we do this in a number of ways, through guests that we have on the show from time to time, obviously discussions that we have on the show. We also have some other aspects to benefit you as well. There are four LinkedIn groups that we encourage you to go visit, participate in discussions or start discussions. They are Smart Marketing for Small Business, the same name as the radio show. The Creative Thinkers Forum, where we try to encourage you to think creatively and give you some pointers that you may not have thought of. And Celebrities for Marketing. Celebrities are available out there in for almost any budget, and there are ways to use them more effectively than most people realize. In fact, one of the guests I hope to have on early in 2016 is an agent for one of for some of the top sports and entertainment talent out there that you can learn from him. And the fourth group is called Fearless Marketers. The idea here is not to be a mimic marketer, but to be someone who is willing to look at opportunities out there and perhaps be the first or one of the few that is doing something that others are too scared to try. But a fearless marketer is one who's willing to take a risk, a considered risk, one that has been researched, but is willing to stand out there to be a little bit different. In addition, we have a blog that you can participate in and read at, smartmarketingmoves.com. We have a website, smartmarketinggroup.com, where if you go up to our advisory service link and click it on, you'll run into a program we call the Advisory Time Block Program. And this is for the small business in particular, but almost any size business that is looking to address concerns and issues in the marketing and management areas, but don't want to get into a retainer relationship. And what we did is we created a program where you can buy blocks of time, an hour, 2 hours, whatever you choose, and they're good for a year. And like a bank account, you can withdraw what you need when you need it. And we service you by phone or email, or if in some cases you need to have me come to your location, that is possible as well. But the key to it is you can take 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there, and get your concerns and issues addressed. And by the way, it's not just my knowledge, but when we have a question where I can't help you, I have a resource network of over 1,500 years of experience. Scores of individuals who are experienced in a wide range of areas that we can tap into. And that is something to keep in mind. But also, if you have questions, if you have topics you would like us to address, if you have things you feel I should know about, in fact, if you feel you would like to be a guest on the show because you have some experience, some expertise, some wisdom that the audience could gain by, go to my email, which is marketingsmartly, S-M-A-R-T-L-Y, marketingsmartly@AOL.com. As I said, we deal in fundamentals. And you know, those of you who've listened to the show before, I'm a fan of quotes. And a gentleman named Jim Rohn has a great quote: success is neither magical nor mysterious. Success is the natural consequences of constantly applying the basic fundamentals. In this world of high technology and internet and emails and e-blasts and everything else, fundamentals don't change. And what we're going to do tonight is to review some of those fundamentals that we think are something that you should be keeping aware literally all the time. So what we'll do is get into that. But first, let me also tell you, if you have a need that you would like to have me address your audience, when I say your audience, your customers, we provide workshops, speeches, webinars, all of that is available. And then on an individual basis, in addition to something I forgot to mention on the time blocks, we provide executive coaching. So, but let's get on talking about some of the fundamentals that I think are key to success in business. And let's start with the first area that I'd like to talk about is, and this is based on an article I wrote earlier this year, is marketing dead? In an article in the prestigious Harvard Business Review, a writer recently declared marketing is dead. And it grabbed a lot of attention. That's, in fact, I saw it on LinkedIn, and that's the onslaught of comments from those around the world was interesting. But the opinion from those with the most experience in the marketing arena feel that the piece had little merit to it. You know, in a world driven with a fascination, as I mentioned, with internet technology and its various applications, there seems to be a misunderstanding as to what's a delivery system and what is smart thinking. There's no magic formula to marketing. Truly, there is no magic formula. There are basic fundamentals combined with common sense, creative thinking, effective communications, imaginative execution, and sound implementation of the related strategies. But it all starts with understanding the fundamentals. Let's take a look at some of those fundamentals. One of them is rather obvious and often overlooked, and that is thinking. You know, the late General George S. Patton said, if everyone is thinking alike, then somebody isn't thinking. Now think about that for a moment. We're playing on the word think, obviously, here, but the thought. If everyone is thinking alike, then someone isn't thinking. It's like an article I wrote for a publication here in Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Business Journal, back in January, where I stated the title is, Are You a Mimic Marketer? Do you replicate, duplicate, imitate, rather than originate? And the problem is people have a tendency to follow what others do. And, you know, marketers would rather, as I said, take an easy way out. And part of it is they feel safer if they follow the crowd. The only problem is when they do, the crowd doesn't follow them. So one thing is thinking. But in that thinking, there's another step to look at, and it's what I call observation and absorption. When you take a look at what's happening in the marketplace, when you look at the business that you're in, and this is for businesses in most categories, as I said, they tend to like to operate like each other, which always leads to missed opportunities. Therefore, it's key to create a marketing intelligence approach to notice what your competition is doing. Observe what they're doing. And then absorb as much info as you can on their operations, looking not only where you are similar, but identifying the positive differences you can provide that will set you apart. You know, most of us don't recognize opportunity until it goes to work on our competitor's business. Don't be one of those individuals. Observe, absorb, have an open mind, think innovatively, and think with common sense, which is getting to be an increasingly uncommon factor. All right, then you have a message. You know, whatever your message is, in your advertising, promotion, public relations efforts, you know, one has to create a message that resonates with the audience. And the most effective way to achieve that is to reach out from their perspective. There's something I've talked about many times, and I didn't originate this, but it's called the WIFM factor, W-I-I-F-M. It is the key to all communication, whether it is verbal, whether it is television, whether it's on radio, whether it's in print, on a billboard, whatever it is. It stands for what's in it for me. And that is really key, what's in it for me. Because people are interested in one thing and one thing only, themselves. And I'm not being cynical. It is what people are interested in. And in business, they are interested in what is going to work for them and be successful. And that is what you have to look at. So you have to understand that your message, you know, has to be understanding the right perspective. So you simply focus on what's important to them and what benefits do they perceive they'll receive by making the decision you want made to achieve your goals. Keep in mind, people don't buy features as much as you may think they do. Only those features that emphasize the fact that there are benefits there. People are interested in how do they benefit from whatever features you're offering. You know, Henry Ford once said, if there is one secret of success, it lies in the ability to get the other person's point of view and see things from his or her angle as well as your own. I think that's worth repeating, so I'm going to repeat that. If there's one secret of success, it lies in the ability to get the other person's point of view and see things from his or her angle as well as your own. All right, another element, fourth element we'll talk about, are people. It's the ingredients as the foundation of business. A quote I often use from Phil Condon, the former chairman of Boeing, said, "None of us are as smart as all of us." Nothing gets done without the involvement of people. Although this is often overlooked by management, who have an ivory tower mentality. Now, when one creates a "we're all in this together" atmosphere, marketing efforts get better, sharper, and more successful. This is especially true when we all know that they in some way will benefit by putting forth their best effort that enhances success of the team. Now, many of you are saying, "Well, I'm only a one-person business or a two-person business. I'm a very tiny business." You have vendors. You have people that you deal with as customers. Even your competitors that you can talk to, listen to, ask questions, and you find out that there are a lot of people out there willing to give you an opinion. People love to give their opinions. And you have to judge how valuable that opinion is, but you can't judge it if you haven't heard it. So it's very key to remember that thing, that you can benefit from the cumulative effect of many people's feedback. And you should set up a feedback system that enables you to get that input. As I said, employees, customers, but one of the areas often overlooked that is a core of people who want you to succeed more than anybody in the world is your vendor. Because the more successful you are, the more the vendor is successful. But it is often overlooked by a lot of companies, and that vendor effect can be very powerful if you build them into your team. All right, another thing is attitude. You know, it's the fundamental that reflects on the success of everything you do. You know, the stance you take influences the outcome you'll get. The attitude you establish in your marketing operation and activities plays a significant role in the quality and quantity of the results you will gain. Marketing is not only the latest information or communication or promotion or publicity program or sales or training systems and techniques. It's when they're all woven together, you produce a beautiful, powerful, and workable marketing mosaic or tapestry. And you can only get there if you approach it with the proper attitude. Keep in mind, attitude defines the altitude that you will fly at. So those are some of the points that we want to make. But I also want to go back to some points that I made earlier. Keep in mind that we have these LinkedIn groups for you to look at, for you to participate in. We have the blog, smartmarketingmoves.com. We have email that you can reach out to us at marketingsmartly@aol.com. We have many, many ways for you to reach out. You go to smartmarketinggroup.com and check out our various services. And as I said, I am available for giving speeches, running workshops, developing webinars for you as well. And why would you want to do that? Well, if you have businesses as customers, if you're in the B2B area, that can be very, very effective. And you may think that you're in the B2C, the business-to-consumer area, but many consumers that you deal with own businesses or manage businesses, and they might be interested in attending a session where they can learn, and more important, they can ask. Because one of the things I do in all my presentations are highly interactive dialogue. For 11 years, I taught for a magazine called Advertising Age Magazine. The subject was developing successful marketing strategies. It was an 8.5-hour workshop that we did all around the United States. And you learn very quickly. You don't lecture for 8.5 hours. You interact with your audience. Well, that interaction is something that you should be doing on a daily basis with your customers, with your employees, with your vendors, and even your competition. You can benefit from everything, but you got to be willing to be open-minded to look at it. You know, then that comes down to perhaps a point of what type of a CEO would you make? And again, you may be a one-person business. Small Business Administration defines small business as anything from 500 employees down to one self-employed. But whether you are a 500, 400, 300, 200, 100, or one-person business, there are things that you need to do. You know, and here are some steps that you could take that that would help you answer the questions as to whether they require the services of perhaps someone like myself as an executive coach. All right, but first, as a boss, you need to identify, can you stimulate, motivate, educate, or do you dictate? What type of boss are you? You know, as a CEO, you have to define the style of manager you believe you are. And more importantly, how others view your style. And it's not always an easy thing to do, as many leaders don't have a introspective nature. Unfortunately, more reactive than proactive. And that influences the effectiveness of their marketing team and the results they end up with. So if you look around at companies that have been very successful and others who are struggling, and you may want to ask questions about what kind of boss is it. I've identified some as I put the category titles to. Lord of the Ivory Tower. That's a person who's difficult to reach out to, usually ruling without much input. Or there is the emperor with the kill the messenger mentality, who refuses to hear about problems or welcomes positive criticism. Then there's the know-it-all, who has most of the answers, though often doesn't know many of the questions. That's something I usually refer to as to teenagers, but it is some kind of bosses at the same time. There's others who are poor communicators, lacks the communication skills to motivate, stimulate. There's others that are risk adverse. They prefer to always play it safe, thus discouraging fresh ideas. The one I like best is what I call the accessible ACE. And that A stands for A, caring executive. They're open to new ideas and suggestions. And I think that's key to it. You know, a CEO doesn't have to be an expert in all aspects of the marketing mix, but should have basic knowledge about the various marketing elements. So what do you know, for example, about advertising, customer retention, employee motivation, the internet, social media, marketing integration, merchandising, new business development, product knowledge, public relations, sales promotion, trade shows? I mean, it gets a little complicated. You know, a famous advertising executive once said, marketing is trying to figure out what people want so you can give it to them. That's a common sense idea. What do they want so that you can give it to them? And that is something that is overlooked all the time. You know, it's how do you think? Because the way you think in many cases sets the tone for your business's actions and activities. And then again, keeping in mind when I said your business, it's not just your employees, but how you deal with customers, how you deal with vendors, how you deal with everyone. So, you know, from a marketing perspective, are you a traditionalist? Someone who prefers to operate in a comfort zone based on what's either been done in the past or what the majority of the competition is doing? Or are you cautious? You might want to try a new way of doing things, but you have to be convinced that there's little chance of anything going wrong before making any commitment. Or are you an innovator? You look for fresh ideas that will separate you from the competition. Are you an outside-the-box thinker? Do you encourage innovation? Do you create an environment where everyone who works with you has an open mind and encompasses all those internally and externally who have interaction with your customer prospects? I mean, there's so much there that you as an individual need to motivate those around you, but you also need to motivate yourself. You know, the first dawn of smartness is to stop trying things you don't know anything about, especially if they run to anything over a dollar. And not only Woodrow Wilson, the late president, said, I not only use all the brains that I have, but all I can borrow. So, you know, that's why you have people like myself out there offering coaching services and offering programs like the Marketing Advisor Program. Because these are things that help people think a little differently, open up their channel of thinking, widen their range of thinking. Now, because, as John F. Kennedy said, change is the law of life, and those who look only to the past or present are certain to miss the future. You know, so yeah, this is key. This is key. You know, one of the things I tell people that they're very hesitant to do, but I find it very effective and very motivating and stimulating, is be open to criticism. You know, Winston Churchill phrased it beautifully, censure is often useful, praise often deceitful. You know, I'm reminded from 10 years ago where the president of a firm encouraged employees to criticize him and provided ways for them to do it. You know, he recognized his top staff to have open discussions requested with them to have open discussions about his behavior and blind spots. He took his employees to lunch, especially those who would sign up to castigate him. He said he did it because it clears up many points, and by listening, and let me rephrase that word, repeat that word, listening, and not being defensive, the morale and the work environment and performance is greatly enforced, as are profits. So you need to look at, you know, the missed opportunities. There's a wonderful saying, in order to get people to sit up and take notice of you, you have to sit up and take notice of what makes people sit up and take notice. The key to outthinking, outflanking, and outmaneuvering your competition without outspending them is to examine the sameness factor that exists in your industry. Look closely at how your competition operates. Identify the similarities, and in doing so, you will find the overlooked opportunities that can set you aside from your competition, even if they're larger. As I said earlier, if you follow the crowd, you won't never be followed by the crowd. So there are a lot of things here that are fundamentals, practical, and ignored. The premise of this show is to get you to open your mind and be willing to outthink and think outside the box and be willing to try things that are new. It is so important, and that's why we want to hear from you at marketingsmartly@AOL.com, at our four LinkedIn groups, Smart Marketing for Small Business, Creative Thinkers Forum, Celebrities for Marketing, and Fearless Marketers. This show really is designed to be your show. And if there are topics we don't cover that you would like to have us cover, again, let us know. Let us hear from you. That's the whole premise of email. Communicate to us. We want to know what turns you on. What is something that is going to help you get where you're going? All right, I'm going to hit you with a couple of words because we're going to need to wrap up in a few minutes. But I want you to think about these words because these are thoughts for a leader. And as I said, leadership is action, not a position. All right, motivation. A true leader knows that in order to move forward, all the members of their team need to feel they count and that their effort is not only recognized but appreciated. Attitude, as we just discussed, Winston Churchill said, an optimist sees opportunity in every calamity, a pessimist sees calamity in every opportunity. A leader has to have a positive outlook, focusing on what can be achieved rather than focusing on something that can't be accomplished. It's up to that leader, you, to instill that same spirit in those that you lead. When one expresses a negative or pessimistic approach to things, ask this question. Name one benefit you can gain from a pessimistic viewpoint. There are none. And I've been asking that question for years. There are none at all. All right, communications. All right, so-called leaders have, as I said earlier, a kill-the-messenger attitude to anyone who might bring them bad news and make them aware of a problem. Now, such a leader, very bluntly, is stupid. A smart leader will set up a two-way communication conduit that invites others to give them input and feedback. It not only builds teamwork, it makes you act as well as look smarter than you probably are. It takes two to speak the truth. One to speak and one to hear. And then you have to set goals. Goals that everyone agrees upon are realistic and look at what you can do. You also want to set up your customer's focus. What is a customer or most prospect interested in? As I said earlier, themselves. Originality is very key. It's easy to come up with new ideas. The hard part is letting go of what worked for you to go, but that will soon be out of date. These are all basic fundamentals, but they are fundamentals that are key to your success. So we're going into a new year, 2016. I want this to be the best year you ever had, and that every year after this will be even better. And it will be if you practice fundamentals. And understanding marketing is not mysterious. It's not some secret religion. Common sense. And the key to it is being proactive rather than reactive and learning all of the elements out there. And one of those elements that you need to learn is how to motivate, stimulate, and innovate. wish you a happy and healthy new year and look forward to talking to you next year. Take care.